Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 1st, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Souls, amen. The sky is becoming very bright. All about the trees, there's a luminous glow. I can't explain the color. It's not just a blue. It seems to be a crystalline type of coloring of a mixture of blue and white. It's beautiful, almost cloud-like in formation. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up just as though the clouds are evaporating and coming forward, directly in front of Our Lady. I see a huge gathering of angels, tremendous angels. Now, they're going about Our Lady in a cluster, garland-like in formation. Oh yes, they're holding in their hands a long corded type of floral piece. It's like a rosary. Yes, yes, now I can see. Our Lady is encircled by a huge garland rosary. And directly over on the right side of Our Lady's statue, hanging down, is the crucifix of this rosary. It almost now, as it's being extended around Our Lady, I can see the sky opening in the back, and coming forward is Teresa and her sisters, and there are many clerics, I can tell, by their habits. They're all wearing the long habits, and oh, they look absolutely beautiful. Now, directly behind the first line of clerics, I can see two figures. They must be popes. They're wearing the long beehive headpiece. Oh, it's so beautiful. The light is so brilliant about them. I can't describe it. It's like looking into a mirror reflection, and there's cascading all about us slivers of glass-like particles. Our Lady says they are graces. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She's floating. Everyone floats. I can see the angels moving now as Our Lady is coming forward closer in. Our Lady now is taking the rosary from about her waist. She's wearing tonight the most beautiful white mantle. Now, Lady's gown is a pure white, almost sugar white in appearance. She has a very heavy blue belting, a wide sash about her waist. Now, Our Lady has taken her rosary, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Mary beads. And Our Lady is extending the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the rosary back onto her waist. She's beading it and it hangs very heavily down at her right side. Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips. My child, I understand full well the difficulties you have encountered in your mission. You must well understand now, my child, why we placed you in your present area. The first part of the mission has been accomplished. The second part is about to begin. You will understand, my child, when you complete your move. Do not be afeard at the progress of this mission, my child. You must understand that your success or failure in this mission will determine whether the Prince of Darkness shall encroach further upon the peoples of the world. Because of the major role the city of New York plays in the world governments and the governing of your nation, the United States, my child, it is for this reason that Satan chose that area for his start to bring into your country a full overthrow of Christian belief. It is his endeavor now to replace the church of my son with the church of Satan. Already, because too few listened to and acted upon my counsel in the past, already, my children, your nation is covered now by secret societies and churches of Satan. Being founded by the master of deceit and the father of all liars, the prince of darkness, Satan, my children, I do not have to explain to you the evils that he will create and manifest through your children and all those who have given themselves to seeking the occult, whether it be my children in the homes or in the classrooms of your nation, your schools. Satan has planned his role well. It has taken many earth years for him to reach this point, my child. You understand that the knowledge of the supernatural has been stilled and has been rejected among mankind. The knowledge of the supernatural has now been placed in the minds of man as a myth to be laughed at and meet with division. My children, I tell you now that unless you pray a constant vigilance of prayer, and I say again that prayer without works is like placing meat on a dead man's grave. It bears no fruit. You must also act upon my counsel and direction. There are human means that must be exercised. My children, you will make a concerted effort to take and purge from your souls the practice of the occult. Already, many of your children have entered into these secret societies without your knowledge, and they are propagating it throughout your country and the countries of the world. My child, I set you amidst all of the darkness so that you could bring out to the world, as you searched with your candle of light, the evil abode of the Prince of Darkness. You cannot understand in your human nature how his role is being played now among man. But I assure you, my children, You must not cast aside the supernatural. For I told you in the past, and I repeat it anew, that Satan now is loose from hell, and he is walking the earth. He is going about now searching for an abode in the body, the shell of a human being. Any man, woman, or child of conscionable age can be his abode. He will use individuals, places, and things. Being of the highest intelligence next to God, the Eternal Father, he has the knowledge to promote accidents that are not accidents. He has control of nature. Understand, my children, you must not question but accept and believe. You understand, my children, if you set yourself to question, you are advancing on the same path as Lucifer when he too questioned the Eternal Father and he lost heaven forever. He was placed upon earth, and the Eternal Father sent an army of souls to defeat him. The fight now rages upon earth, my children. I and my son and all the forces of heaven now gather to do battle with the Prince of Darkness. This, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. This, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. My children, prayer is now the strongest fortress you have now in your homes against the evil. Your children are the major victims now of 666. I cannot at this time give you the full import of the existence of this web of evil throughout the world. It is the major plan of Satan to bring about a complete one world government and a one world religion, and it will not be of my son. It will be a church of man based on humanism, modernism, and Satanism. Oh, my children, if I could only open the doors of the world and set your eyes to see what we see now being perpetrated in my son's houses throughout the world. It is no wonder that I cry bitter tears of pity, for you know not what you do, and you know not what the future holds for you. Already in many of my son's churches, side by side, are they sacrificing my son, and also Satan sacrifices unwilling victims to his black mass. My children, you must fight to retain the divinity of my son and not have Satan encroach upon it. It is a war far worse than man has ever seen in history. These are the days spoken of and written of by the prophets of old. We send among you now many present Latter-day prophets to bring you the message from heaven. We say unto you now, prepare your household, for the sword is descending upon mankind. As you sow, so shall you reap. You have sown in the hearts of your children corruption, greed, avarice, vanity. Christianity, materialism, humanism, modernism, loss of morals, and now what will you get? But murder within the home. Sin has become a way of life. Life will have no value. Charity has grown cold in the hearts of most. My children, I repeat again, only a few will be saved in the final count. The rapture is approaching. My children, do not be afeard at the judgment of the world upon you. For as they judged my son, and he walked among thorns, so will you be judged. The cross will be heavy. You will be rejected by the world, for you in the light have nothing in common with the darkness. You will be rejected by the world, but gloriously you will be accepted by heaven. My children, there is a separation now being made among your workers. We cannot contain within the ranks those who have become lukewarm. Many will fall by the wayside, for the cost will become too heavy. You will pray for those who have not gathered their graces to fight in this final battle. My children, they will not be lost, but they endanger their souls by entering into the world. My children, you will pray for your Holy Father, Pope Paul VI in Rome. There will be a great change made soon. The enemies of your God are gathered within the holy city of Rome. Sad to say, my children, but a fact of truth, that many of the councils now shall bring forth diabolical ventures. You will pray a constant vigilance of prayer now in your homes. You will reject the world, for it has become now the abode of Satan. You will guard your children's souls against the infiltration of the world's evils. My children, you must now make the choice. You have a free will. We cannot force you into heaven. You must want to come, my children. I promise you, as your mother and as a mediatrix between God and man, that I shall be with you to the second coming of my son. Do not fall victim to those who will make claims of being my son, for you will know when my son arrives, for he will come down from the heavens with a shout of glory and all the forces of heaven. No man shall not be aware of his entrance. So do not become deluded by those false Christs that will walk among you. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from about her waist, and she's holding the crucifix in front of her like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Teresa is coming down, and Our Lady now has turned to her, and she's nodding her head. Teresa now is touching her lips with her first finger. My sister Veronica, you must continue, and please counsel my sisters in vocations that they have fallen asleep. They must remove the blindness from their hearts. They have been misled. Modesty and discipline must be a rule of habit. Now Teresa is moving backwards, and the sky now is darkening all about the angels. It's darkening, and there seems to be a very ominous feeling. I don't understand why it's becoming so dark. Now Our Lady is pointing up to the sky, and I see a big M written in the sky, a big black M. Our Lady now is touching her lips. You will make now, my child, a series of three photographs, and I will explain to you the M. Much of this work must be kept now in secret for your safety and the well-being of the mission. The beautiful coloring, a very subdued but soft pink, very warm looking. Now directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up like the clouds are rolling back. Jesus now is coming forward. He's floating forward, and I can see Our Lady behind him, and Teresa, and Saint Leo, Pope Leo, and Pope Pius X. Oh, I can recognize them. Oh, and Teresa's sisters, one has a different garment than the others on, but they all are dressed in long habits. They look very, very saintly. Beautiful. Now over on the left side, I can see Michael. Michael is a tremendous size. He has to stay in the rear because he is so large. He's covering the whole sky. There are many, many graces being given this evening. I can see all of the slivers of graces. There's no way to explain them. They look like crystalline glass falling. I can't explain it. Beautiful. Now Jesus is shifting his cloak onto his left arm so that he is extending his right arm out like this, and with his three fingers extended like this, he is making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking all about him. It's quite windy, and his hair is blowing now. His cape had like a hood. I can see the hood in the back, but it's down now about his neck. And I can see his cloak is tied with a gold piece of braid. I don't know exactly what it's made of, but it covers around the material. It's a rope-like piece of braid, and it's holding Jesus' cloak on. Now Jesus is taking his first finger and touching his lips. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I do not have to at this time enlarge upon my mother's counsel to you. For many earth years you have been warned of the approach of these days. Because your generation has fallen into a way of life that is not akin to heaven's plan, the forces of hell have been loosed now, and every man, woman, and child will be put to the test in the days to come. It is truly now a battle of the supernatural. If you remain close to my heart in the Eucharist, if you nourish your souls with my body and blood, I assure you, my children, you will not fall into the darkness. This will be a glorious time for many will be given the sight to see into the supernatural life. It will be necessary now in the fight against Satan, Lucifer, and his army of ogres. The entire forces of Satan are known as 666. He will eventually, with his army, be destroyed. However, it is in the plan of the Eternal Father that the world proceed now upon this test. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth by the evil one. He will seek out souls to vanquish in dark places. For as he is a prince of darkness, he must live in the darkness. My children, those who are in the light, have nothing in common with the darkness. Put on your armor of grace and fight now the prince of darkness and his consorts. Do not be fooled by their outward appearance of piousness and holiness, for many of them will come as angels of light, but they have ravenous hearts of wolves. They are the wolves in sheep's garments. And sad to say, my children, I find many of these are in my house, my church upon earth. Throughout the earth years of time, I have given direction to the Holy Spirit for the cross of my church. But man, as in the time of Lucifer in heaven, man in power has decided to take it upon himself to go above his creator, seeking to create life, seeking to accept the knowledge of life and use it to destroy, until the world has created a force of executioners from hell. My children, sin has become a way of life, and your children shall turn upon you. It will be father against son, mother against daughter, division in the household, all because you did not prepare your house for these times. Recognize now the signs of your times. Satan walks the earth, entering into the bodies of any man, woman, or child to work his will in the world. You will see murders. You will see acts committed by your children so despicable that you will say that only Satan from the abyss, the depths of hell, could create and conceive of such evil. There will be degradation, for the morals of your country are being destroyed. There will be no honor, for there is no honor among thieves, and there are thieves who have stolen into my house, my church. They are robbers seeking to destroy my children. You will pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Clean your household while you have the time. For I assure you, my children, some of these households will be cleansed forcibly. You all have been given a free will to follow the course you choose. You now will give yourselves to Satan, or you will now line yourselves up among the ranks of the believers. Astrology is for unbelievers, satanic in origin. Man has set up a god of materialism, and this will destroy them. I assure you, my children, my mother's counsel was for your defense, for your protection in these days. These are truly the days of the apocalypse. These are truly the latter days, and from out of this conflict there will rise many latter-day saints. You will proceed onward, my children, under the banner of faithful and true, guided by the great warrior of heaven, Saint Michael the Archangel. You will bring back into my church and your country and all of the nations of the world the exorcism to rid a country of the evil one, Satan, the prince of darkness, who has now in his possession a pair of boots of destruction. You will say, Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander now throughout your world seeking the ruin of souls. You will all keep in your hearts this prayer for consolation and direction. If you come upon a questionable soul, you will say inwardly, the exorcism, Saint Michael, and your eyes will be open to the truth. Many shall receive the gift of discernment of spirits. It is a necessity now in the fight, the battle against the unseen forces of the supernatural. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going in your country and throughout your world. The time and a half is here. The time has passed. The time has passed, and the half now is here. Jesus now is placing his hand in front of him like this, with the three fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to our left side. He's crossing slowly across the sky. He seems to be weightless. Oh, it's just beautiful to watch. He doesn't walk. He just is gliding across the sky. Now, Lady is following him, and Teresa, and I can see now all of the angels gathered behind them. Now, Jesus is looking down. He's smiling very sadly. Now, he's placing his hand out in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking about him. It's very windy because his cape is blowing. Oh my. Now Jesus is going across the sky. He's heading over directly by the first tree there. Our Lady is behind him. Our Lady comes a little below his shoulders. He looks very tall. Jesus looks very tall, about 6 feet tall, I think. Now Jesus is going over. He's standing between the two trees, and he's looking down now and placing his hand out like this.
and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're all turning, and I can see Jesus pointing upward. Oh my goodness, he's pointing upward. There's a huge cross. And then down below the cross is a sword. It's very silvery looking. It has a cross for a handle. And it's coming down. It has the hook on the bottom, like a, I don't know what you'd call, the saber type of hook. The cross, though, comes down, and then it has a hook. Our Lady now is touching her lips. It is for the harvest, my child. The angel of death in the harvest. My. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary, which is about her waist now, and she's taking the rosary and extending it out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand up like this. You will continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. Do not be concerned of the opinion of man. Your allegiance is first to the Eternal Father. You will meet with much opposition, my child, in the future, but you will continue to say, my Jesus, my confidence. Your angels are with you. All are now upon earth in this battle. The ultimate victory is with heaven, my children. We allow this to see how you will fight to keep the light in your world. Now Jesus extending his hand again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're all going back. They're sort of like floating backwards. They're not walking. They're just carried up like the wind seems to carry them. Must be beautiful, just floating. Oh my. Now Our Lady is nodding her head. It means to sit down and read the photographs.
Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 1st, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.